Hey there, focus fanatics. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer, back with another daily dose of concentration, clarity, and calm. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for all of us, especially those navigating the beautiful chaos of ADHD. Building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like your energy and time are being siphoned off before you even have a chance to catch your breath? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your social calendar is packed, and your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China? Yeah, I get it. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're going to explore how setting healthy boundaries can be a game changer for your mental health and relationships. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your energy, time, and emotional well-being. They help you protect yourself from feeling overwhelmed, resentful, or depleted. And trust me, having those walls up is not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about creating space for self-care, prioritizing your needs, and showing up as your best self in all your relationships. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways to get you started on this boundary-building journey. First, recognize that saying no is not a dirty word. It's a superpower. It's about honoring your commitments, respecting your limits, and making space for what truly matters. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so don't be afraid to decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Second, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. This means being direct, honest, and respectful, but firm in your stance. Avoid vague language or apologies. Instead, express your needs clearly and confidently. For example, if you need time alone to recharge, say something like, "I really value our time together, but I need some quiet time this afternoon to focus." Third, be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will understand or respect your boundaries right away. Some people might try to guilt trip you, argue with you, or make you feel bad for setting limits. Remember, their reaction is a reflection of them, not you. Stand your ground, reiterate your needs calmly and assertively, and don't engage in unnecessary arguments. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries takes courage, especially if you're used to people-pleasing or feeling guilty about saying no. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. It's a learning curve, and there will be bumps along the way. Celebrate your successes, acknowledge your challenges, and keep practicing until it feels natural and empowering. Finally, remember that boundaries are not static. They evolve as you grow and change. Regularly check in with yourself, assess your needs, and adjust your boundaries accordingly. What worked for you last year might not work for you now, and that's perfectly okay. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world scenario. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls or texts late at night, disrupting your sleep and causing you stress. You try to politely tell them about it, but they brush it off, saying things like, "I know it's late, but I just needed to talk," or, "You always seem so busy, how can you not answer?" This is where setting a firm boundary comes in. Instead of letting their guilt trips win, calmly and clearly state your need for quiet time before bed. You could say something like, "Hey, friend's name, I really value our conversations, but I need to wind down after 9 p.m. to get a good night's sleep. If you need to talk, maybe we can connect earlier in the evening or schedule a call tomorrow." By setting this boundary, you protect your well-being while still showing respect for your friend and your relationship. Remember, building healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and self-awareness, but the rewards are worth it. By setting clear limits, protecting your energy, and prioritizing your needs, you create a foundation for stronger relationships, improved mental health, and a more fulfilling life. So, what's one boundary you can start setting today? Maybe it's learning to say no to that extra commitment, carving out time for self-care, or communicating your needs more assertively in your relationships. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I want to hear about your journey and how you're building those healthy boundaries. Until next time, keep focusing, keep calm, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.